Today, we'd like to see the title of a prayer in faith and with praise in Psalms chapter 71, 72. To the souls on the online world through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest three expositional questions. Question 1, in chapter 71, 30, be my strong refuge to which I may resort continually. You have given the commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? Question to you. In 71, verses 17 and 18, O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come. What do these mean in the context, and how can we apply these to our lives? Question 3, in chapter 72, verses 3 and 4, the mountains will bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. He will bring justice to the poor of the people. He will save the children of the needy, and will break in pieces the oppressor. What do these mean, and what can we learn from here? Psalms have five books. Each book ends with Amen and Amen, or praise as follows. Book 1 in Psalm 41:13, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. Amen. Book 2, Psalm 72:19, And blessed be glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen. Amen. Book 3, in Psalm 89:50, Blessed be the Lord forever. Amen. And amen. Book 4, in Psalm 106:48, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord. Here, single Amen. Book 5, in Psalm 156, Let everything that has a breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Here, praise. Today, the author of Psalm 71 is anonymous, but likely David. And Psalm 72 was for Solomon, and its author is likely David in the light of Psalm 72:20, King James Version. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. It's observed in most Psalms that prayer, especially in faith, ends with praise, because the faith is based upon the words of God and the promises of God. Prayer ends with praise. Praise the Lord in the light of Romans chapter 10, 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the words of God. 71, verse 1. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be put to the shame. The person who trusts in the Lord should not be put to shame or confusion. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear to me and save me. God's righteousness causes a person to escape. The psalmist asked the Lord to listen to him and save him from present difficulties. Verse 3, question 1, Be my strong refuge, to which I may resort continually. You have given the commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. The psalmist asked God to be his refuge, where he may always hide, and asked him to order to save him, because he is his rock and his fortress, as stated in other words of God. Yes, the Lord is unshakable and is almighty and always faithful. The cross reference right there, verse 4. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hands of the wicked, out of the hands of the unrighteous and cruel man. The psalmist totally relied upon God for his delivery from the wicked and the unrighteous and cruel man. Verse 5, for you are my hope, O Lord God, you are my trust from my youth. The Lord is his hope. The Lord himself is his hope. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior, is our hope, because we are becoming his image daily, confessing undoubtedly sin and purifying with the words of God in the Spirit. It's recommended for new believers to read NLT for general comprehension, and to study New King James Version, and to search King James Version, because an example is whether Jesus himself is our hope, or a good thing given from Jesus is our hope in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. The Lord is his trust from his youth. For example, David, as a young teenager, faced a giant saying, I came to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, and the battle is the Lord's. All cross-reference right there. Verse 6, by you I have been upheld from birth. You are he who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall be continued over you. God chose us in him before the foundation of the world. As the psalmist said, he had holden him up from birth and took him out of his mother's womb, and so he is praising continually. Cross-reference here, 7 to 8. I have become as a wonder to many, but you are my strong refuge. 8. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. The psalmist confessed his past wondrous life through God as his strong refuge, praising him with his glory. 9 to 13. Do not cast me off in the time of the old age. Do not forsake me when my strength fails. For my enemies speak against me, and those who lie in wait for my life take counsel together, saying, God is forsaken him. Pursue and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, do not be far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. Let them be confounded and consumed who are adversaries of my life. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor who seek my hurt. Now he is old. The author asked him not to forsake him, but to protect him from all his enemies. Note in the Old Testament time, God's commandment to people or dispensation is to get even. For example, curse enemies. But in the New Testament time, it is to pray for them and love them. The cross-reference right there, 14 up to 16. But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day, for I do not know their limits. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make a mansion of your righteousness, of your only. The author in the older age wanted to hope in the Lord, in his righteousness, in his strength, and in his salvation all the day, telling his righteousness and only his characteristics. It showed that he doesn't lose heart, but his inward man is being renewed day by day, although his outward man is perishing. 17:18. O God, you have taught me from my mouth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come. God has taught from his youth and to this day, when he was old and gray-headed. Now he says, don't forsake me to declare his strength to this generation and his power to the future generation. The author wants to deliver in young age and in old age, seeking the Lord who is the first and the last. There were many people who began strong trusting in the Lord, but in the latter years, as they gained strength and power, they began to trust in their own power. Asa, the king of Judah, had relied on the Lord through prayer at the invasion of Ethiopia and Reuben, a huge army, and had won the battle. But at the invasion of Israel, without prayer, had called the king of Assyria to help Judah against Israel. Being scolded by Hanai the seer, Asa relied upon the Lord in the first, but did not rely upon him in the last. Since we received the Spirit by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we would be mature or perfect like Jesus in the Spirit, not by flesh. We are being justified by faith, not by the work of law, by flesh. Paul expressed a strong desire for Jews to come to Christ, saying, accursed according to the flesh, because salvation is no different between Jews and Gentiles. But Paul doesn't mean racial partiality or discrimination, but procedural order like Jerusalem, Judah, Samaria, and the end of the world. Peter and Barnabas living from eating with the Gentiles before Jewish Christians coming from Jerusalem were the work of the law, not of the Spirit. So our life from the first is being justified by faith, not by flesh, until the last. So that is question two. So 19 up to 23. Also, your righteousness, O God, is very high. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? You who have shown me great and severe troubles shall revive me again and bring me up again from the depth of the earth. You shall increase my graciousness and comfort me on every side. Also with the lute I will praise you and your faithfulness, O my God. To you I will sing with the harp, O Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing to you, and my soul, which you have redeemed. The author praises God the highest with his righteousness and great things done. Although God has tested him in great and severe troubles, he shall revive him again, bring him up again from the depth, make him great and comfort him on every side. So he is praising him and his faithfulness in his great joy with a musical instrument, singing to him. the Redeemer with his voice. 24, my tongue also shall talk of your righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought to shame who seek my hurt. The psalmist will tell about his righteousness all day long, because the seekers to hurt him are confused and shamed by the righteous God. Now chapter 72, verse 1. Give the king your judgments, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son. The righteousness unto king's son is Solomon. God desires all rulers' decision reflect his righteousness. If the world rulers do so, the world would be changed. So we should pray for them that we may lead quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. So that's why we need this government authority. Verse 2, he will judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. David wanted Solomon to give his charge by working in his ways, keeping his statutes, commandments, judgments, testimonies, according to the law of Moses. Lord guide him that he might judge the people with righteous judgments and the poor people with justice. That's reference right there. 3-4, the mountains will bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteous. He will bring justice to the poor of the people. He will save the children of the needy, will break in pieces of the pressure. Now it moves from Solomon to the kingdom, reign of Jesus Christ, millennial kingdom. His reign accomplished in the righteous reign, that the mountains and little hills shall indeed bring forth peace like a river. He imposes the righteous kingdom to bring justice to the poor and save the needy children. As a potter's vessel is shattered by a wrought iron to a pressure. So we have the living hope in Jesus Christ in the world. Cross reference right here. Verse 5, they shall fear you as long as the sun, the moon endure throughout all generations. There will be reverence unto the Lord during the kingdom age throughout all of the generations. Verse 6, he will come down like a rain upon the grass before mowing, like showers that water the earth. How refreshing will be the rain of the earth, not oppressive, but refreshing, like rains upon grass before mowing, like showers on the earth. Verse 7, in his days the righteous shall flourish and abundance of peace until the moon is no more. It's a tragic of a transgender in the name of free speech and equality. God helps us. The righteous shall flourish in that day, resulting in abundance of peace until the moon passes away or a new heaven, a new earth come. Verse 8, he shall have dominion also from sea to sea and from river to the end of the earth. Jesus Christ shall have dominion from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth. He shall possess the ends of the earth and inherit all the nations ruling the entire earth. That's a cross reference, Psalm 28. Verse 9, those who dwell in the wilderness will bow before him, and his enemies will lick the dust, which at the time is the end of the earth. Nomads will bow before him, and his enemies' mouth will fall in the dust. Verse 10, the kings of Tarshish and of the isles will bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba will offer gifts. Tarshish is a place far across the sea from Phoenicia to the Lebanon, like a beach city in Spain. Sheba is an area of Saudi Arabia, and Seba is an area of Ethiopia. 11, yes, all kings shall fall down before him, all nations shall serve him. Jesus Christ shall reign wherever all kings shall fall down before him, and all nations shall serve him. Every knee shall bow to him, every tongue shall confess to God. Then all people, either believers or unbelievers, shall do so, like all people in the court, either criminals, victims, or guests stand when a judge is coming. Twelve. For he will deliver the needy when he cries the poor also, and him who has no helper. The Lord shall take care of the crying needy people, the poor people, and the helpless people. Verse 13. He will spare the poor and needy, and will save the souls of the needy. The Lord shall spare the poor and the needy, saving the souls. What is the value of life? Whatever achieved money, power, or glory, it will pass away, unless your soul is saved and it is used to God. Verse 14:19. He will redeem their life from oppression and violence, and precious shall be their blood in his sight. And he shall live, and the gold of Sheba will be given to him. Prayer also will be made for him continually, and daily he shall be praised. There will be an abundant grain in the earth on the top of the mountains. Its fruit shall wave like Lebanon, and those of the city shall flourish like the grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever. His name shall continue as long as the sun, and the man shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things, and blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The Lord alone is our Redeemer, redeeming the persecuted, the martyred for him. The Lord shall be praised, blessed. Blessed is basic in spirit, praises in soul, and glorified while in his people shall be blessed in the righteous reign of Jesus Christ during millennial kingdom age. The Amen, Amen shows the end of the book, as did Psalm 41, which closed book 1. Verse 20, the prayer of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. King James Version originally added the author of this psalm, who was David, the son of Jesse. So Psalm 72 is David's prayer for Solomon. So we covered all three questions: Russia, European Union mission, continue to keep on, Christian population, By contrary, that reference here notes that there are more Christians than we often realize, but only a few are truly Bible-based Christians. They neither are truly Bible, delivered of the Word of God in Gospel and in all Scriptures. So this one is delivered, that's why we, so right now so we are working for mobile app, you know, very easily accessible to the Word of God. Calvary and Anaheim Hills missions continually keep on prayer for, so some of them success, you know, to them, keep on praying for them. Pray for Philippines ministry and PTA ministries right there. Pray for feeding people from starvation, sickness. Pray for abandoned children in Ukraine and for his increase. Pray for rescue from Afghanistan, Ukraine, and for his glory. Pray for feeding the Lord's lambs in Ukraine and in South Sudan. Q&A, you may read down this one. And pray for Ukraine children and orphans necessity in his love. So right here, you know, the pastoral, you know, PTA, the mission report, you know, the several things is covering Burma, you know, the PTA. Still, you know, we need, you know, Bible-based inductive and expositional, you know, teachings is necessary. So that is, he talked about, you know, Chuck Smith, you know, the founder, this, so we are following Bible-based simple teaching, the Word of God, simply. May God bless you, everybody.